The government is taking steps to upgrade and enhance the communications, navigation and surveillance CNS systems responsible for the delivery of safe and efficient air traffic management in and around the country. Transport and Mining Minister Mike Henry says the Jamaica Civil Aviation Authority, JCAA, is undertaking the $4.92 billion upgrading project expected to be completed by October next year. The work will include the manufacturing and installation of a new state-of-the-art air traffic management system, new L-band primary and Mode S radar technology, as well as the installation of a voice communication and control system. Mr. Henry says the JCAA has already undertaken several measures to improve air navigation services, citing the installation of a new instrument landing system, ILS, at Sangsta International Airport in Montego Bay.
The ILS is an aid in precision runway approach to enhance the quality of Jamaica's air navigation services by providing pilots with vertical and horizontal guidance during the landing approach. The system is due to be commissioned next month following the successful pre-commissioning quality assurance inspection or flight check.
Chairman of the JCAA, Philip Enriquez, speaking on behalf of Transport and Mining Minister Mike Henry at the recent opening of a new air traffic control tower at the Normal Manley International Airport, NMIA. The new tower will be commissioned sometime next month, following the successful pre-commissioning quality assurance inspection. Other improvements include the installation of a new state-of-the-art air traffic control ATC room console at the Kingston ATC Center on November 8, and at the JCAA's Civil Aviation Authority Training Institute, CATI. Mr. Henry says the consoles, with their unique design, touchscreen and flat panel technology, will allow for maximum air traffic controller effectiveness while creating flexible and functional solutions to support the controller's monitoring and performance requirements.
This state-of-the-art building that we are opening today will really aid us as the Jamaica Civil Aviation Authority in our commitment to the safe, orderly and expeditious flow of air traffic in the island of Jamaica and also in the airspace surrounding this island.
Chief Air Traffic Controller at the NMIA, Mark Phillips. Mr. Phillips says he expects the new 131-foot ATC tower to improve the reliability of the JCAA services and is also the first step that the authority has taken in correcting deficiencies in equipment. He points out that the opening of the new tower is well-timed as air traffic is set to increase yearly by 5%. Meanwhile, Mr. Henry says the tower forms part of a comprehensive modernization program by the JCAA. It's also in keeping with the commitment of the government to enhance safety, efficiency, reliability, and the global impact of Jamaica's transportation sector and its air navigation infrastructure. Mr. Henry says the new facility will, among other things, make Jamaica's delivery of air navigation services more reliable, boost the island's thrust to establish an aviation hub, and enable a cadre of skilled and highly trained air traffic controllers.
This new air traffic control tower is a symbol of modernity and the evolution of Jamaica as a powerhouse in the aerospace industry. Against this background, may I therefore remind you that construction of the tower started in 2012 through a contract issued to a Canadian contractor, Intelcan.
The decision to build the new air traffic control tower was taken in 2008, as the old tower had been in existence for 40 years, with the new tower costing $20 million Canadian to build.
Are you interested in speech, drama, dance, music, traditional folk forms, culinary arts, or creative writing? JCDC training workshops are now underway in all parishes. So come out and enhance your talent. Get trained by the very best. Let us help you improve your skills. Check your nearest JCDC parish office or www.jcdc.gov.jm for details on all workshops.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.